Journalists in Khartoum organized a silent and peaceful protest on Tuesday to demand that authorities respect press freedom. They had banners with slogans such as "We need free press" and "Free detained journalists." Amru Shaban, the Secretary General of the Sudanese Journalists Network, says the military is still holding six journalists in detention. Among them is Maher Aboudjour, the editor-in-chief of the state-owned TV and radio network, who has been detained since late October. Speaking to South Sudan in Focus, Shaban says his office has documented more than 10 harassment incidents, including threatening phone calls to some journalists who are working for international media since the military coup on October 25th. He says such actions violate the press freedom enshrined in the constitution and put journalists at risk. He says many journalists who are working for international media agencies and channels have been continuously receiving threatening phone calls. Authorities have also intentionally cut off internet services from journalists as part of the systematic crackdown on journalists who are supposed to document the ongoing crimes against Sudanese people. Last Saturday, the bureau chief of Al Jazeera Network in Khartoum was arrested. Security forces released him Tuesday without charge. Sudanese security also stormed the building of the Democratic, an Arabic-speaking newspaper, and confiscated copies of the printed paper. Shaban says the use of excessive force on journalists and media houses endangers press freedom in the country. Shaban says there have been continuous atrocities committed on our people on the streets, peaceful protests and marches. He says the security has been using excessive force everywhere, including houses. The intention of the military is to cripple the media in the country and to prevent journalists from documenting crimes that are committed against the citizens. Sudanese journalist Mohammed Said condemned the use of force, saying an attack on journalists is an attack on press freedom and it violates their human rights. Speaking in Arabic, Said says he remains concerned that the internet remains cut off nearly a month after the military suspended the joint civilian-military transitional government. He says the lack of internet services has affected his work in providing information to many Sudanese citizens during this crucial time. Said says, I consider this a crime against the press and against journalists, and it shows that the new system does not value the press. The internet is one of the basic rights for access to information. It became our pen for writing, and the government is now attacking this pen. A Sudanese court ruled last week that telecommunication companies must restore internet service immediately. However, the service remains shut down. Hiba Ali, a reporter working for a Sudani Arabic daily newspaper, says for the past month they have been unable to print because of the internet shutdown. She says it is now unsafe for her and many other female journalists to go out to cover events because they fear being harassed or detained by security. Hiba says it has become clear after the military takeover that press freedom and journalists have been a target. It is the same attack that has been pursuing political activists and anybody that calls for freedoms and supports democratic transformation in Sudan. Sudanese journalists appealed to Sudanese authorities to release all their colleagues and open up more freedom for them to operate. Sudan's constitutional document enshrined the right to access to the internet to every Sudanese citizen. For Michael Atit in Khartoum, this is Nabil Biagio.